New Covenant, the Passing of Glory. Yahweh said to Moses, Cut two slabs of stone like the first, and I will write on the slabs the words that were on the former slabs that you broke. Be ready in the morning, and come up to Mount Sinai, and wait for me on the top of the mountain. No one will go up with you, and no one is to be seen anywhere on the mountain. Even the sheep and the cattle are not to graze near the mountain. So Moses cut two slabs of stone like the first. Then he rose early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai as Yahweh had commanded, taking in his hands the two slabs of stone. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and stood there with him, and Moses called on the name of Yahweh. Then Yahweh passed in front of him and cried out, Yahweh, Yahweh is a God full of pity and mercy, slow to anger and abounding in truth and loving kindness. He shows loving kindness to the thousandth generation and forgives wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty without punishment, even punishing the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Moses hastened to bow down to the ground and worshipped. He then said, If you really look kindly on me, my Lord, please come and walk in our midst, and even though we are a stiff-necked people, pardon our wickedness and our sin and make us yours. Yahweh said, I am making a covenant with you. In the presence of all the people, I will do marvels never yet done in any land or nation, so that all the people among whom you live may see how awesome is the work of Yahweh that I will do for you. Obey what I command you today. Moses remained there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. He wrote on the slabs the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
In Deuteronomy, Moses will compile again all Israel's history. The crossing of the Red Sea will be the beginning of its history as chosen people, and the covenant, the final document of its faith. You can see Psalms 105 and 106. These are two meditations. The first one about the fundamental events of salvation, and the second about the capital sins of the chosen people in the desert.